Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Offensive coaches had a great game plan. I thought Todd was, his play calling was just incredible, on point, really effective.
That's John Harbaugh after Sunday's game. Let's be messing with Joe on the intercom.
I knew what you did when you said it.
I made Joe laugh last week.
Did you like it?
I made him smile. He laughed a lot. I made him smile.
He probably didn't like it.
His face cracked a little bit. He's got, you know, corners of it.
When I don't work here anymore, you're going to find out I'm a really nice guy.
No, I already know you are. That's why. If I didn't think you were, I wouldn't mess with you.
Dude, you're at the top of the list to shoot up the building.
You know that's not true. There's a person that works in engineering.
Hold on. He's on his own list. That's not.
And if you notice, I'm always nice to him because when he does it, I want him to give me a text. Hey, get out. I'm not asking a question. I'm not telling you guys nothing. When you see me just exit stage left, if you don't follow me, that's on you.
I think he's one of the best people here.
I think so, too.
I'm saying that out loud. Is he listening back? I think you're one of the best. No, he is. He's like one of the nicest guys.
He is.
But
he's tired of the BS.
But it is funny. I used to talk about a guy that worked here, and Scott would laugh his ass off. Carson would laugh his ass off. Because we had a guy that would walk up and down the hall, and when you walk by him, he would do like the Japanese... Yes. You doing okay? Heads, he's shaking his head at you like that. And I said, I'm always going to shake my head at that guy. I'm always going to bow to him because that's the one I'm worried about.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he wasn't white.
They all are.
It's like the Karnak. The Karnak thing was like.
Eddie White.
The school shooter. Or no, the answer was.
See, black people, we target the source. You all shoot up the whole building. Yeah. Innocent people. I'm targeting the source. You guys got to help me out for a minute. What did Todd Monken do?
Nothing. And like people making a big deal about this, people are like, oh, you think everybody's going to be upset? Is he talking about the coaches and being. He's fired up. They won a game. He's going up to Trippy. Hello? He's going up to Trippy. Why didn't he bring this up yesterday?
That's what I told him about.
And then
when I criticized him after the call.
And he's like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being excited? There were people talking. The media was talking. Fans were talking. He deals with it every time he walks out. He hears stuff.
Yes.
Maybe it was directed at some of the coaches. Who cares? Like if that was the case or the local media. Like, he's fired up after a win. Let him live in that moment.
But, yes. Ed, when did he become the subject of criticism? I don't get it. He lost the most dominant player in the game, and the offense struggled.
He lost more than the most dominant player. He lost the most supporting players, and it just, it's ridiculous. It was. And this all started with, you know, when people interpreted, you know, Harbaugh was throwing him under the bus.
I think he was.
Yeah, and whatever, and it's just, you know, that now it's, you know, people are hyper-focused on this. Oh, is that a shot across his bow now? Oh, people love this stuff. They really do. It's Schadenfreude is alive and well in this town.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm. Yeah. Big time. There he is, Baltimore, Trippy. You give us the story of what, man? You failed yesterday.
I know, man. Look, man, Rob, you should have hit my phone and let me remind me.
I thought you were going to that, and then you said, "See y'all later." You hung up. That's your fault.
I thought you were gonna be real with us.
I was trying to make it quick because I felt like you was about to hang up on me.
Rashawn, you and Rashawn should always feel like I got that button, that finger hanging on.
I just wanted to say about Todd, man, like, to be honest with you, man, like, these Raven fans, this is my opinion, right? And I don't want nobody to take it the wrong way. These Raven fans, all they care about is negativity. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny, Rob. I sent you the video before you got on the show last night, and you was tripping. And then I wake up, because, you know, I be a little lit. You know, I don't read all the mess. I'm reading it. Everybody like, oh, maybe, Trippie was being two-faced, so Todd got mad at him. I'm like, what? And then fans, oh, Trippie something. I'm like, bro, y'all don't know what's going on. So basically, from what I saw from my own eyes, I feel like it was to some of the coaches, you feel me, and towards the fans and the reporters. Because at the end of the day, how can you give that man all this talk about that man bad, but he trying to turn the defense, turn the offense around. We averaging 30-something points, so why the defense giving up 30-something points? So it don't make sense how you call a Todd out, you feel me? And then look at the toys he got out there to play with. That's why I keep trying to ask myself, right, when it comes to the starting lineup, Ed, Jeremy, and Rob, like, do the OC got the say-so in it? Because I feel like he don't. Because I feel like if the OC has some say-so in there, I feel like he would have been changed the offensive line. Hello? Like, something ain't right. You know what I mean?
Hello?
But, like I said, we want to know 10 more to go. Hey, my man Todd locked in. And another thing, I told Todd since day one, I said, Todd, I'm with you no matter what.
Yeah, I like him.
Guess what? Raven fans will turn on you quick in the hurry. Look at him. Now something. Oh, I apologize. Nah, man, don't apologize now. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, get that man the weapons he needs. You feel me? With eight. But I feel like we still should be able to score points without eight if he's not out there. But you get what I'm saying, though? Like, we can't be wishy-washy. Oh, Tom Monk is good. Fire him. Look, when we was going through this losing streak, one more thing, y'all. Some fans on Twitter was talking about we should have bought Greg Roman back. Ain't that crazy?
That's the craziest.
That is crazy. Man.
That's the craziest.
Hey, man. Great talk.
I talked to somebody who was on television in this town, grew up here. I asked him about this once. He said, you don't understand because you didn't grow up here. He goes, when you grew up here, you grew up hoping all your friends fail.
Yep.
That was told to me by somebody we all know. And he said it. I've come to believe that completely. Because people just like to see other people fail.
Nobody.
I don't get that either.
It's crabs in a pot.
That's what he described it as.
Crabs in a pot city. Yeah, that's what it is. Dude, the guys I went to high school with, played football with, are some of the biggest haters of my life.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, what I do to you?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
They hate just to hate for no apparent reason. If they're not rooting for you to fail, they're waiting for you to fail. If they're not rooting, they're at least waiting for you to fail. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, and for me, like, I've never understood this because I want both of you to succeed. Joe, Ed, both of you guys. I don't want to see either one of you guys fail, man.
I've always said, seriously, I hope all my friends are successful because you never know when I'm going to need them.
Hey.
And the more successful friends I have, the better off my life is. And I mean it, and it has happened. I've had guys just do really well in life, and I'm happy for them. I don't begrudge them. Yeah. And I'm going to do a low-paying profession. I don't regret a day of it.
No, I got enough people I'm rooting against. I'm rooting for the people around me. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But it's not wrong because I've felt that way too. Like, you hearing it from someone that's lived here their whole life, you see it. You've watched it. Like, you listen to people and they talk about all the things, their accomplishments in life. Mm-hmm. You start to find people that exaggerate and stretch the truth a little bit because it's this competition for some reason. And it's almost like, I want this guy to get his comeuppance. Why? It's your buddy. It's your friend.
Yeah,
I just don't understand it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.